Okay, there you have it, the great Little Fisherman Orchestra out of New Braunfels doing Waltz Across Texas. And like I said, this last few songs here requested by good friend Glenn Foster out of Hanover, Pennsylvania. And Glenn's one of those many, and you wouldn't be surprised how many ex-Texans, Texas exes, I guess, that I hear from. So, I mean, there's a lot of Texans out there living in other parts of the country, and they really enjoy hearing the show because it really reminds them of home. And you know, a lot of people growing up listening to those polka shows, and then you move away and you don't get to hear any of that music anymore, or you haven't heard it in a long time. So glad to be able to bring a little bit of Texas back to all you people wherever you may be. And that was one, Waltz Across Texas there, Little Fisherman, that Glenn requested. Let's see what we had right before that, our own Czech Melody Masters again. Thank you, Glenn, for requesting that. Musicians Come Out and Play, Muzikante Potierat. Before that, the incomparable Joe Patek Orchestra doing the Innocence Waltz. The Hub City Dutchman out of Yoakum doing I Love to Dance Polka. Little Fisherman once again doing Polish Wedding Waltz. And then started out Glenn's request there with the Henry Brush Orchestra doing the Eyes of Blue Polka. And then, like I said, right before that, started that set out with the great Romy Goss Orchestra doing the Orphaned Waltz. And that was a request from George Douglas up there in Sherman. So, all you guys, I appreciate it. And that's going to end the part of the listener request section of the show. That was all the requests we had, but quite a few, and I appreciate it. And so, since we got a little time to fill, it's going to become my request show, and pick out a few songs that I wanted to hear, and I think you'll enjoy as well. Pretty much every show is my request show, because it's always stuff I want to hear. But like I said, I always try to pick things I think you'll enjoy, and I think I do a pretty good job of it. So here we go with Dennis's request. Starting things off here with a couple of numbers by the great Gil Baccia Orchestra out of Fayetteville, and one featuring the incomparable, the irreplaceable Vernon Droz on saxophone, and one ought to get your blood pumping a little bit here. You probably know it. You ever watch Benny Hill? I think you may have heard this song. A little polka, country, two-step, whatever you want to call it. Get your blood pumping here. One called Yakety Sax with the great Vernon Droz and the Gil Baccia Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you. nám srdíčky potvaří, my sme je zbírali. Škoda je má milá nádej, škoda je mladý len. Co ste si jeden krát slíbili, to se nenavratí.
Thank you. honey, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do I let her save my money, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When you hear her gentle sigh and she rolls those big black eyes, does she make those pimples dry? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Did I take my girl's advice? Wasn't that some sacrifice? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is there gonna be a wedding? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is the news already spreading? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When we march on side by side and they play Here Comes the Bride, will I be stuck up with pride? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That she was single, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When a man walks in a flat and he says, who is that? Did I leave without my hat? Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. The wonderful Pat Veit Orchestra out of Victoria, the no longer, I guess, the defunct Pat Veit Orchestra. Pat retired this past year. Wanted to spend a little more time just doing other stuff. Certainly appreciate that. Know how that goes at times. But the great Pat Veit Orchestra doing the Kaidu Polka, I Lost My Vest. And a real nice number there, Floyd Nicholson on trumpet. The great Floyd Nicholson, many years with Leroy Motoka, and one of the best trumpet players, one of the best arrangers ever in Texas polka music. So enjoy hearing that. Right before that, one of my all-time favorites. I've played this many times on the shit program, but never get tired of hearing it. The incomparable Adolph Hoffner doing Does My Baby Love Me? Yes, sir. I actually haven't done that one in a while. Usually I do, what's the name of the song? You know the one I'm talking about that I always feature. I can't think of it right now. It's on that CD. But actually, it's not on the CD. It's on the album. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. I don't have it in front of me. But another great number there. Does My Baby Love Me? Yes, sir. Originally done by, I think, Milton Brown and the Brownies when Adolph was a part of that band. And then they branched out on their own. So kind of a cover version there, but a great version nonetheless. Right before that, Rockin' Rhythm Polka by Bernie Roberts from Wisconsin. And that's a longtime theme song of Porter Young on KMIL. That's where I first heard that. And just love that piece. That is a great number. Right before that, My Pony Moi Konechka from Joe Patek and his band. The Teardrops Waltz by Leroy Motoka, one of my personal favorites. It's a beautiful waltz. Before that, The Scarecrow Polka by the Old Timers out of Nebraska, and that's one we're going to be doing on our new CD. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Right before that, Henry Tannenberger and his band doing Echoes in the Hills Waltz. And then Romy Ghost once again before that doing the Matalinka Polka, one of my all-time favorite Romy pieces. Dick Rogers and his band doing the Crystal Isle Waltz. Man, I just love, it's got kind of a rock and roll feel to it, but I just love that waltz. It's a really cool number. And then a little more Wisconsin music. Actually, I can't remember if this is Wisconsin or Minnesota, so all you northern people forgive me. But Lawrence Dukow, I think it's Wisconsin actually, and his great band doing the Red Raven Polka. And then a little more polka before that, the great Mayex out of Corpus Christi doing Dumplin', or Prune Dumplin', I've seen that call, but they just call it Dumplin' Polka. And then Yole Blonde, Drunkard's Dream by Gil Boccia and his orchestra. And then, like I said, started things off there with Yakety Sax. So that's my request there, and that's going to about do it for this month. Hope you enjoyed the show. I had a good time putting it together. Got a lot of fun things coming up in the future. Next month, going to feature a really, sorry about that, I was interrupted there for a second. My wife needed me. Anyway, got a really unique CD I'm going to be featuring, going back to the album feature for a little bit next month. Really unique CD from Germany called Texas Bohemia with a lot of really rare unreleased material I think you're going to enjoy. So we're going to feature that. So look forward to that next month. In the meantime, be sure and check us out when you can. I think we got one public date in July, and then that's it till October. So if you want to come see us, this is your only chance. I'm going to be down in Dubina on July 7th, down there about halfway between LaGrange and Schulenburg, for the annual, I think it's about the 127th annual St. Cyril and Methodius Church Picnic. It's going on all day long there. Starts about 10 in the morning. They're going to have great food. If you've never had that food, it's the best. Fried chicken with all the trimmings and sausage and all that good stuff. Got I don't know who's playing in the afternoon this year. I'm assuming it's going to be Texas Soundcheck, who used to be the City Polka Boys. They've done it the past few years. From 2 to 6, playing outside. Then from 6 to 10 on the inside in the hall is going to be our very own Czech Melody Master. So come check us out. We're going to have, it's always such a blast. We've done that about the past 4 or 5 years, and hopefully plan to do it on until I die, basically, because it's one of the most fun gigs I've ever played at, and it's fun every year, and always enjoy it. So y'all come out and see us, and that's going to be it, like I said, until October. Sometime in August, probably around, I'm thinking the 10th, going to get it nailed down, but actually going to be recording our next album, so y'all look forward to that sometime in September. Hopefully, get that thing out to you guys. You know, I was thinking about that. The recording of the album is really about the easiest part. It's everything that comes afterward that that takes all the time. Just any, you know, think something you wouldn't even think of, like just putting an album cover together. You know, putting the artwork together, that takes a while, and then getting all that stuff ready and getting it to the CD manufacturer and having them make the copies and everything. That's what takes the time. Just actually recording it and mixing it is no problem, because that's what I live for. You know, being a musician, and that's just the kind of stuff I'm into, the actual production part of the music, you know. So I look forward to that. So that's, you know, I love getting that stuff knocked out as quickly as possible. So that's the easy part. then the putting the artwork and getting the copies made, that's the stuff that takes the time. So like I said, hopefully by the end of August or sometime in September, that thing will be available. So I'll be letting you guys know when it's out, so look for an email. Like I said, still got copies if anybody ever wants them, of past, you know, internet broadcasts going all the way back to March of 2000, I do believe. Check out the archive section. And like I said, Glenn bought a couple of copies. I appreciate that. And, you know, if you ever guys want a copy, this is the way to do it. Because, you know, what you hear on the internet is about a 50th of the actual the sound quality of what you get on these CDs. I mean, the CDs are actual, you know, totally digital, straight from the original source, perfect stereo copy. So if you ever hear a show that you like or hear some songs, say, man, I wish I had a copy of those. You know, this is pretty much the only way you're going to get it, because I can guarantee you just about none of this stuff I feature is available anywhere. You can't go out and buy it if you wanted to. You can't go find it on any websites anywhere. So if you ever hear something you like to hear and you like to have a good clean copy of it, pick up a copy of one of the broadcasts. They're only $12, and that's for, you know, two CDs worth of music, an hour and a half worth of great music. It's always a good mixture, and like I said, something you'll probably enjoy for years and years, and very low cost. So you know, I invite you to check it out and pick up a copy if you so desire. Otherwise, just keep listening, and I'll enjoy that too. You know, whatever kind of patronage you want to give me, I'll take it. So that's going to do it for this month. Be back in August with a new show. Check out the song of the week. I've been a little lax on that. I've been kind of, actually haven't had any new songs to do, but I know we're going to be doing a bunch of recording down in Dubina, so hopefully I'll have some new material to put up on the song of the week. In the meantime, I'll just kind of go back and recycle some stuff, so check that out as well. Even more free music. And until next month, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. We'll see you hopefully in Dubina. If not, we'll see you sometime in October, or just see you on the internet. So let's get on out of here. Leave you with what else for Independence Day on July 4th, a beautiful Krasna America, a beautiful America waltz. Here's Adolf Hofner. So we're going to take us on out of here, a little Americana. Give us something all to think about and all be thankful for this time of year. Just any time. Always be thankful for what you have and the opportunity we have to live in the greatest country in the world. So let's get on out of here. Till next time, everybody, take care. Be safe. Try to keep cool in this weather. And we'll see you down the road. Here's Adolf Hofner with Krasna America. Until next time, bye-bye.
sit